Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America, around the world, via the internet and satellite, too. And we know we're getting to Brazil, and we'll acknowledge who that is here in a minute, down in Rio de Janeiro. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website page, either the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from Founders Code USA, we have Denise Simon. And good morning to you again.
Good morning.
Now, we got a nice little message here from our buddy Fred in Fort Lauderdale, who's not in Fort Lauderdale. He's checking in and reporting this time from Copacabana Beach, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. He said the time change is 2 hours later there. It's 6 a.m. right now, their time, 4 a.m. where I am. By the way, he said Brazil in 2019 gave up daylight savings time so it can be done. Hate to put some 10,000 bureaucrats out of work, but change the clocks, not the time, for our little kiddies to go to school or whatever else is intended. He said this is a trip I make every year except for last year, COVID year, and this is a post Carnival or Mardi Gras trip now in its Lenten season. No problem accessing your show here via the live stream. Thanks, Fred from Fort Lauderdale in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. How about that?
All right, cool.
Howdy to Fred, and we like Fred. Fred's a good guy. Okay, well, here we go. Obviously, and I had a question, and I'm going to start it with this question. One of our listeners in Denver wanted to know how come people were all bent out of shape about people going over to, Afghanistan and getting involved and trying to help people get out. And how come we forgot, you know, the rules of engagement and this, that, and the other. And they weren't saying a word about people that were rushing to get over there to the Ukraine to try to help those people out, former military guys.
Well, one of the reasons is the president of Ukraine has actually asked for, because he's created something called the International Legion, something kind of like after the French Foreign Legion, to come help protect his country. And, you know, he's trying to make Ukraine a developing democracy. I mean, they've got a Ukraine's got a very interesting history going back thousands of years, and you know, he's trying to defend against a bigger power. So in this particular case, he's asked for it, and the rest of the world is really on his side. Whether they're giving him all the help that he needs or not is another question, including the United States. So the consequence, I'm getting very conflicting numbers. I've seen a number as high as 80,000 volunteers have gone back or gone over. I don't know that that number is a good number, but I have seen more real numbers, perhaps is a better word, in the range of 20 or 30,000.
Mm-hmm.
So in this particular case, interestingly enough, what is known as Wally, who is the top-notch French-Canadian sniper, apparently very well known, and when he's not a sniper, he's actually a computer scientist,
mm-hmm.
He has arrived in Ukraine. So the other piece is that we have a lot of volunteers that are non-combatants that are helping out Ukraine, and they are hackers. And I'll tell you what, these guys, because I'm following two of them on the Telegram, two different Telegram channels,
mm-hmm.
And these guys are working diligently to not only protect Ukraine's cyber infrastructure wherever they can, and working with the United States and whatever other entities to help protect Ukraine's internet computer systems and whatnot, but
okay.
They're slowly taking down as fast as they can all things Russia,
mm-hmm.
Which is really quite fascinating. So there's a lot that's really going on here in spite of or in addition to what the Ukrainians are doing to Russian tank convoys and so forth and so on. But there are parts of Ukraine that are just still getting, you know, clobbered. And it's very,
yeah.
Very deadly to the point where they're having to do some mass graves.
Yeah. What is Russia demanding now? They've made a new demand over what it claims America is secretly doing in the Ukraine. What are they saying?
It's not a demand, but they're saying, excuse me, I'm still trying to get over a cold. What they're saying is, interestingly enough, I'm really researching this whole bioweapons thing, scandal that's in Ukraine, but they're accusing the United States of using bioweapons and chemical agents against the Ukrainians.
Okay.
Yeah,
hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. Jeff is going to take us to break, so have at it, Mr. Jeff.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, and remember, mark your calendars for the first weekend of April in Brandon, Florida, the biggest rally of 2022. Stand up to tyranny, stand up to mandates, featuring the biggest names in MAGA. Purchase tickets at LetsGoBrandonRally.org, the first weekend of April in Brandon, Florida. LetsGoBrandonRally.org. That's LetsGoBrandonRally.org. And by the way, I will be there. I will be there, so hopefully you will be too. That's April the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. It's a four-day event. And by the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by Geico. It's Geico Insurance. Yep, G-E-I-C-O. Geico Insurance, where they've been saving people money for 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me. Now, you can check them out online. And you can ask for a rate quote for the car you're driving or the truck you're driving. You can also find out where your agent is and how to get a hold of them. And if you got a motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV, they'd be happy to insure that. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance through Geico. That's where you save the money. So check them out. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. See what they can do for you, and you just might save a bunch of money, too. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Kamala Harris, the gift that keeps on giving. A Fox reporter yesterday who was reporting about her and the way that she acted, Trey Youngs, said that she was detached from reality in the press conference that they had because twice, not once, twice, she started laughing over something that really wasn't funny.
She was clearly not prepared. I mean, this is the same thing. I mean, it's as though that you know, there is no protocol, there is no procedure, there is no nothing, training, advice when she goes on these trips.
Mm-hmm.
So when the press asks some questions, and a lot of times the press knows a lot more than we give them credit for because of the long-term connections that they have had and mm-hmm. relationships they have had with other professionals and stakeholders and whatnot.
Right.
So when she doesn't know how to answer a question and doesn't want to answer a question, she kind of throws out something and then she laughs about it because that's a cover for her to kind of get through it. And that's exactly what she did in Poland. So it was a complete embarrassment. The question was about refugees, and it was really kind of a two-part question.
Right.
And she deferred the question over to the Poland
the president
to answer.
Yeah.
And you know, it wasn't his question; it was hers. And so when she started to laugh, he actually put his hand out like, "Stop. This isn't funny." So it was a complete embarrassment. Now, the question now has to go back to Kamala and her staff and this White House. You know, are these people given any kind of, you know, is there some kind of meeting on the approach? Was there some kind of a deliverable that she was supposed to introduce? You know, we just keep saying our relationship with Poland is steadfast and blah, 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 blah. We all know all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, that was a complete embarrassment.
Well, it came across that way, and a lot of people were reacting to it. Inflation is a huge problem still. Reached a new high. Consumer prices jumped 7.9%, the highest in over four decades. And, of course, Biden is out there falsely blaming Putin and his price hike for all of the inflation around us. Obviously, somebody's got to correct him on that. I don't know if he ever will, but we just can't seem to get out of the woods here when it comes to that.
Well, it's not hard to get out of the woods. Biden, you know, he thinks it's kind of a new thing, but he created an office in the White House called the Buy American Office or mm-hmm. whatever, you know, Buy American.
Yep.
And he's got some cockamamie czar in there that, you know, is supposed to be dealing with this. So, you know, we learned all through the early parts of the pandemic and going all through the pandemic and lockdowns just the beginnings of how reliant we are on our countries for our survival. And, you know, Trump was trying to certainly bring back, and did in a lot of cases, bring back manufacturing and development and goods here to the United States, and weaning ourselves wherever we can from China and any other country. Well, that's a good thing, but there was hardly enough traction in all that. So here comes Biden, and he's going to say, buy American. Well, we're going to buy American except when it comes to U.S. oil and gas. Oh, there you go. It's better to buy somebody else's dirtier fuel than our own than to use our own. So, you know, it's such a... you know, if Peter Ducey really needs to nail, I mean, he's asking some good questions when he talks to Jen Psaki in the White House, but mm-hmm. there's some others that he needs to be asking, and that is the first thing we should be buying if you're going to buy American, because Biden signed the executive order creating the Buy American, you know, office in the White House, is why don't we start with our own oil and gas?
Well, I have a simple question for them. I want to know why, when going on the third day now, 3 days ago, I want to know why when oil dropped $100, let's see here, not $100, I got that wrong, oil and gas prices dropped significantly. We're down to start out the day this morning at 106.02 West Texas crude. That was up $17 more than what it was just 3 days ago. Brent crude is down to 109.33. That was up, 18 above where it's at 3 days ago. And gasoline, okay, right now, wholesale gasoline has dropped over $1 a gallon. It's $3.16 a gallon at the refinery. And diesel at the refinery is $3.30 a gallon. That's $1.14 cheaper than it was at the end of last week. Yet, you don't see the prices going down at all.
A couple of cents, but not like they should. The bigger question is, why is diesel so expensive?
Right.
At all.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing about diesel that should make it more expensive than unleaded fuel. Nothing.
Nope.
Period.
Costs less to produce. So I don't know, but somebody needs to step up to the ball plate here and get going on this and find out what the hell is going on. Because, again...
Well, I think it has to do with all regulations. You know, and here's the other interesting thing. Jen Psaki and Biden himself keep talking about these 9,000 leases or permits or whatever there are. You know, she's blaming the United States, the domestic oil producers for not exploiting them. Well, hold on here a second.
Yep.
There's a whole bunch of regulations that keep them from doing that, and an oil company, a Chevron's not going to go invest $20 billion, $30 billion, whatever the number is, with these leases, only to have some other thing get canceled, like a pipeline.
Yep.
And they have no assurances of that.
Yeah. And if they think that pipeline is going to come back anytime soon, after what
it's
happened
not.
To them, it's not.
No.
Nope. So that's where we're at with all of that. Well, anyway... We hopefully will be able to come to some conclusions here pretty quick and make all of that work again for us. Now, we also know, and this is something else that could be creating a bit of a problem, the ship owners or the tankers that haul the oil, they are trying to, like a heart attack, avoid transporting any Russian oil and gas over concerns.
Well, the biggest reason is because the insurers that insure those tankers are canceling them.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't get insurance.
But if they haul oil and it's not Russian oil, they can haul the oil just fine, right? Is that
correct?
That's my understanding.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So now the question then becomes: there's going to be some real cheating here? They're going to change the flag. They're going to change the cargo ships flying. They're going to change the ship's registry.
Mm-hmm.
Is Russia going to sell it for a huge discount to some other country like, you know, Brazil?
Mm. All right, we will find out tomorrow. To be continued tonight. So you have yourself a great day today, and get everything you need to get done because tomorrow's going to be a little cold on your tussies. All right, we'll see you then. Take care. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out all the great articles that she writes. Get on her mailing list, too.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
U.S. USA Radio News.
U.S. local election officials are increasingly concerned about threats and political pressure fueled by allegations of voter fraud in the last presidential race. According to a national survey from the Brennan Center for Justice, 1 in 5 say they are somewhat or very unlikely to stay in their jobs through the 2024 election. Prosecutors in Michigan played covertly recorded audio for jurors in which a man charged in a plot to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer specifically mentions abducting her. On the July 2020 recording, Barry Croft Jr. describes the possibility of using explosives to, quote, rain down fire on law enforcement with a team standing by to grab Whitmer. A total of 4 men are on trial. Defense attorneys say the men were simply big talkers entrapped by FBI agents. This is USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and now it's time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance tech in 14 months. You'll be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job. You'll have a job anywhere in the world you want to go. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses to serve you and train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. The first one is in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm right here in Tampa, on this side of Tampa Bay. They're on the other side of Tampa Bay in Clearwater. The second one is in Concord, Massachusetts. They're just outside the city limits of Boston, Massachusetts. Now, all you got to do is check them out online, first of all, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And then call them up and ask to take the tour. at one of their campuses. Why? Because you'll be able to talk to some students, some instructors, and the money folks and find out what it will take to either have a student loan processed or to use your GI benefits and have it done through the military, through the VA. So here's what you do. The phone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call them up. Tell them you want to take the tour of one of their campuses. Just pick one. Matter of fact, go to both if you want to. They'll let you do that. And then talk to the people that are there. Talk to the students. Talk to the instructors. Talk to the money folks, and you'll find out what you need to know. Now, here's the good thing about it. You heard me say that in the lead up here. You can get certified as an aviation maintenance tech by National Aviation Academy, and you can go to work anywhere in the world on aircraft. Anywhere in the world that there's a job. Does that get any better? I don't think so. All right. NAA.edu, the website, 800-659-2080, the telephone number. Check them out. Take the tour, either Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Massachusetts. You will not be sorry. They are a great, great school. Now, the budget deal got passed in the House the other night. It's over at the Senate right now. They may take some things out. They may add some things to it. Hard to say. But basically, the House gave the Defense Department everything they needed, including $13.6 billion in Ukraine aid going over there. So they'll have that, amongst other things. Now, they won't get that money right away. That's the only bad thing. When you have budgets like this, you get passed. They just don't instantaneously put their hand out and they get the money dumped in their lap. It doesn't work that way. It'll take a while, and then they'll get it. I just hope Ukraine can hold on. Because overnight, there have been airstrikes by the Russians in central and western Ukraine, adding to the misery these people have. Now, they say that Kyiv, the capital, only has about half of its population in it right now. The other half has left. And I can't say as I blame them if they're going to encircle the area and make it even tougher for them there. As we know, electricity for the most part's already been shut down. And telephone and whatnot, all that is getting more difficult to get out. Internet is almost non-existent, except for a few places. It all depends on whether or not Elon Musk and his little satellite deal that he had is floating around. And then, of course, they can get it that way. But other than that, if they don't have that, then they can't get it at all. Now, the Russians, a report coming out of Ukraine right now from some of the refugees that are fleeing. The Russians are reportedly shooting at civilians. And the Ukraine refugees are saying, there's some of them are speaking up and saying that this has actually happened. Plus, they've actually seen abuses of some of the people fleeing by the Russians. That doesn't surprise me for some reason. Because the Russians believe that the United States is their enemy. And that's what they've been teaching the troops, to try to keep them in line, that the United States is their enemy, and they are the evil of the evil. I think I said that right, but they are the most evil of all the people that are out there. Of course, that's not true. We all know that. But they're trying to do anything they can to inspire the troops and keep them there. Because their troops, some of them, are throwing down their weapons and running away. And why wouldn't they? The beating they're taking by some of these little units. And again, I watched video, and I'm sure you've seen it too, if you've been paying attention. I watched video of a drone flying overhead, one of two, and it was photographing what the drone was doing, taking out and firing at tanks and whatnot, and pinpointing, obviously, targets. And also, the artillery fire coming in from the Ukraine artillery units, and they were just peppering the heck out of these tanks. And they knocked several of them out of commission. They destroyed them. And I didn't see anybody jumping out of the tanks to go running anywhere either, which means they probably got the crews. But there you go. So the Ukrainians are putting up a masterful fight, given what they've been given. Now, we do know that homes and grocery stores have been damaged in Mariupol amid the Russian invasion. We also know that Ukrainian women are stepping up in the fight. Many of them are out there with weapons, firing away, throwing Molotov cocktails, doing things that the girls would do. No, I'm just kidding. They're obviously stepping up, and that's good to see. And here's something that's funny. Ukraine helped China's military before. But in wartime, Beijing has decided to choose Russia as their ally. I wonder how some of the troops are feeling about that right now. And, of course, Russia, a lot of people are thinking Russia may use chemical weapons to try to take control of the situation. And that's indeed entirely possible. That is entirely possible. Russia wouldn't surprise me for a second if they didn't do that. I hope they don't, but it wouldn't surprise me. Now, the Aegis Ashore system complex in Poland now appears almost complete. Now, the Rear Admiral John Hill, the U.S. Missile Defense Agency director, said that there's still working going on to complete the system inside, which is obviously a missile defense for Poland, which will be able to react to a lot of the things coming in from wherever, if they were to be attacked by Russia or Belarus or whoever. They would be able to defend themselves a little bit better. And we'll see how that works. Now, Congress supersized the $13.6 billion Ukraine aid package. That took President Joe Biden's request for weapons and training for Ukrainian forces and put it on steroids, because it's going to be everything and a little more of what they wanted to give to the Ukrainians. And that's a good thing. I'm glad they're doing that to help them out. That's all we can do at the moment. We can't do anything else. All righty. I hear the music coming up, and when we come back from the break, we are going to have none other than the watchdog on Wall Street, Mr. Chris Markowski, along with us. Can't wait. Going to talk about oil and what's going on there, and I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. And before I get to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, this segment is brought to you by Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus, some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats, front seat massagers, and the heated seats that you're going to need on Sunday morning when it goes down near freezing. Woo! Now, that feels fantastic. Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, and first responders. Don't forget, they're located over on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, and tell them the Captain sent you. They're 30 minutes north of downtown St. Pete and about 20 minutes north of downtown Tampa. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Well, here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. How you doing, sir?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. You ready for the snow?
I don't know if I'm going to get it.
You're going to get something. I don't think it's going to be snow, though.
It's going to be that, you know, half snow, half rain, mushy crap that happens in March that you hate and you want to jump off a bridge because the weather just
That's exactly what it looks like, yep. but a little bit west of you, going up in our old camping grounds up here, Syracuse, winter storm warning, you know what that means.
Oh, yeah. Syracuse University, you know, the snow would start melting around graduation in May. I mean,
if you were lucky. Hey, listen, they passed this big old budget, right? A $1.5 trillion spending bill. And I mean, it's got all sorts of stuff in it. You talk about carrots. Hell, this stuff's got gold in it for some of the people that got it. But I mean, I understand that Ukraine was a big part of one of the recipients, and they got pretty much everything they wanted. But still, when are we going to try to get our expenses under control? Are we ever going to be able to do it?
Not with the current crop of characters that you have there. I mean, we need to continue to push towards the Constitutional Convention here in this country, and we need to have a balanced budget amendment. I mean, you know, that's all well and good. You allocated, I think it was like $15 billion for the Ukraine, but, you know, how is that money being allocated? You're going to cut them a check, or are you going to send them stuff? Because if Russia ends up, you know, taking the country, they're going to get that $15 billion.
Yes, they are.
I'm concerned to see how this is going to be handled. You know, we allocate money and we don't follow up. We're not responsible with taxpayer dollars. People in Washington, D.C., it's just spent. It's money out the door, and it's a shame. It's shameful how the type of waste that's involved. And it's in all aspects of government. It's at the Pentagon, it's in all the various different agencies, that are there from, Medicare, Medicaid. I mean, it doesn't make any difference. It's waste. More waste, and then more waste on top of that.
So I want you to listen to what Janet Yellen had to say yesterday. She says, we're likely to see another year of very uncomfortably high 12-month inflation numbers. Really?
Well, yeah, and again, they can be honest now because they got a boogeyman. They got to blame Putin. Putin did it. You know, it's kind of like the devil made me do it when you're getting out. Now Putin did it. It's just, it's so ridiculous.
It's a false claim.
Yeah, we've been heading in this direction for a while. Yesterday, you know, the liars come out and blame Putin for 7.9% CPI. Meanwhile, you know, almost the entire month the Putin acting state. When calculations were done. So, again, yeah, it's one lie after another. And, yeah, people buy it, media buys it, they're going to keep selling it.
Now, you take pretty good care of your car. I think I've always seen you. You know, the car's always in good shape. So I'm assuming, and you don't have a new one. You've got one that's maybe, what, a year or two old?
I've got a couple that get a new one, but I got a couple that are, a couple of years old.
Okay. All right. Well, listen to this. As of yesterday, throw the Kelly rule book out of the mix when you start looking at used cars. Used cars are now up 41.2% in good condition.
The cars that I have, two of them are leased. I'm purchasing them at the end of the lease because it's a smart thing to do. Mm-hmm. And if I turn around and try to buy a new one, leasing the price is much, much higher. So I'm just going to buy them out of the lease.
Mm-hmm.
This makes sense now based upon the price of these cars. It's crazy. You know, if you take a look, it's all the things that, you know, the inflation numbers, it's all the things that people need to survive on, which are really hurting the worst right now. And that's obviously cars, used cars, energy, gasoline, and food. Those are those are contributing the most to the levels of CPI. And then right after that is apparel.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got a Chevrolet Equinox that's sitting in my driveway that's not in the greatest of shape, but I had a guy walk up to me when I was at home last weekend and I was doing some yard work, and he says to me, he says, you want to sell that car? And I says, well, I suppose I could. Why? What are you thinking about? And he said, he gave me a number. He says, well, I'd like to buy it for X amount and X amount and all that. And I said, well, cash will take it, but I don't want to hear anything about checks. If you got the cash, that's fine. If you're going to do something with a check, then add another $1,000 to it. He goes, what? What? And I said, well, you know why. You hand somebody a check and you don't know if you're going to get the money or not.
Unless you get the cashier's check.
That's right. That's a different story.
Yeah. As long as you get, yeah, absolutely. That would have to be a cashier's check if you're going to do that.
But he offered me, he knew what the value of the vehicles were, and he offered me about 25% more on what the book value was on, and I figured he knew what was going on there. And I told him, I says, well, let me know when you get the cash. We can do something. So
you're getting people also doing car flipping, like with house flipping. They're taking cars that are beat up a little, used cars, fixing them up, and then, you know, flipping for a higher price.
That's it. They can take a vehicle that needs a paint job, or maybe it's got a few dings or dangs or something like that, turn around, and they can just about double their money.
Yeah. So, that's pretty much par for the course right now with the prices of used cars so high.
Yeah. What did you think about Kamala yesterday making a fool out of herself in our country in Poland?
I don't really think about Kamala. I'd rather not watch her. I mean, she's just mess up after another. I don't know. It was funny. It was like the former press secretary for Zelensky said, I can't believe that, that she could be the next person in charge of the country, the United States. It's sad. I mean, it's like, again, we're on the world stage, and that person is the vice president of the United States. I can't even get my, my arms around it, my mind around that concept right now, just how incompetent she is.
Well, you're right. Now, you're a baseball fan to a certain degree. What do you think about the players agreeing to terms going back?
I was kind of ticked off about the entire thing, but I'm glad that now that they came back, at least they're going to play the entire season. They're going to play the entire 162 games, so they're obviously messing around with the schedule right now.
Yep.
So nothing is canceled, so nobody lost any tickets or any issues like that. That's good to see. It's frustrating for people to watch and, try to get their arms around the fact that people, minimum wage, I think, in Major League Baseball is like $750,000, $770,000.
I think that went up.
Yeah, and so, it's hard to get people around it. I get that. But the sport has got to do something because it's dying. Not many kids for it anymore. Obviously the media is trying to prop it up as best they can, but, it's going by the wayside. They got to have to do something.
Well, Putin the other day, we heard from Biden, that is, that Pepsi, Burger King, and Eli Lilly were leaving Russia, as well as some other companies. Well, guess what? As of today, they're all still there and all doing business.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing with the oil bit, not buying Russian oil and gas. That doesn't take effect for now, 43 more days.
Mm-hmm.
All the existing contracts for the next 43 days are still. So the gas and the oil is still coming in from Russia.
Well, my friend, here comes the music. You stay dry and warm up there, and don't take any wood nickels, and try to stay out of the snowbanks.
No snowbanks.
All right. I'll talk to you on Monday morning.
You got it.
Chris Markowski, The Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website, and you hear them on many of these same stations all across the United States on the weekend.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.